And I speak to you in God's holy name, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the Creator, the Redeemer, and the Sustainer. Amen. Please be seated. This Bible reading, the Gospel that we had just heard, is the only reading in the Scripture that we have of Jesus' youth after birth. And this reading is detailing Jesus' bar mitzvah. We often forget that Jesus was an obedient Jew. He lived a kosher life. He followed the Jewish customs, would go to temple, and when he was there, and also synagogue when he was in Nazareth. He was an obedient Jew, and it's often then forgotten. Bar mitzvah was an important time in the Jewish community. If you were a woman, you would be given what was known as a bat mitzvah, or bar mitzvah for men. And on your bar mitzvah, the day of your completion of your bar mitzvah, you became a man. That was your moment of coming of age, and it was always held for men just before their 13th birthday. Sometimes just after, but usually right around the time of 13. Girls, it was 12. And after, and then also for them in some parts of Judaism, 13. But it was 12 and 13 were the primary dates. And after your bar mitzvah or your bat mitzvah, you were considered an adult. You could have a contract, hold property, vote. You could, if you as a man, you could go into the synagogue and read the Torah. You could read the prophets and the laws. And you could be married. And it was not uncommon for people 13 and 14 years old to be married and having children. And we are shocked at it today. But if we lived back then, I think probably all of us would be dead. Because the average age of death was 40. And so you lived your life and you had, you know, 30 years of procreation, 30 years of adulthood, and then you were done pretty well. So this day of Jesus' bar mitzvah was very, very critically important. Up until the age of 5, children were allowed to be just little kids, pretty well like we have it today. The age of 5, boys were encouraged to start going to Hebrew school and learning how to read the Torah and the Law and the Prophets, which is the Hebrew Bible. They would read it in Hebrew and be allowed to read it in the synagogue. They could read everything but the commandments. They were not allowed to read the commandments until later in life. But they read everything else from the Torah. They would be able to join in conversations and be able to question the reading of the Torah by somebody else. At the age of 10, they then had to start reading the Mishnah. Now the Mishnah is the interpretation of the Torah which has been looked at by the elder rabbis. And they would write, this is the meaning of this phrase or verb. And the Hebrew people all understood, and Jesus as well, that the scripture always had to be understood through reason. That there had to be reasoned people who made the study. They would write the results of their study, and the Hebrew people would read this Mishnah. And so you didn't have, like we have today, people reading the Bible on their own and saying it means this, it means that. None of that was in Jewish culture, and it still isn't to this day. No Jewish person reads the Bible without a commentary. Still using revised Mishnah today. And you will find references in the New Testament where it's advised for Christians to also read with commentaries and to read both the, what we call the Old Testament and the New Testament, which is our Bible, with commentary, so that we have some guidance over what is the meaning of the scripture rather than going off on our own hook about what we think it should be. And so this was a time of accountability for Jesus. He would now be considered accountable from that day forward from his bar mitzvah for everything he did. And it was a ritual, but it was also a significant milestone in the life of Jesus. Also, Jesus would now be subject to the law, which is the law being the reading of the Torah with the Mishnah interpretation, which had been handed down by the rabbis. So he would start making sure that he followed the kosher diet, that he would attend the worship when possible, join in the prayers, and he could even, at age 12, and all men could be, at age 12, form a group of 12 to be what Jews call a minyan. I don't know if you've ever heard of the minyan. If you ever read the rabbi series, the whodunit, where the rabbi uses the Torah to solve crime, it's very interesting. But he's always talking about his minyan. Well, the minyan is 12. 12 men who are then committed Jewish people who can form a worship group to which everybody else can attend. But you must have 12. Without 12, you don't have a minyan. And the 12 is because of the 12 tribes, one symbolically representing all of Judaism coming together to worship God. So what does all this mean? Well, this means that Jesus now started to look at the law, the prophets, and the writings, and start to look at it with a critical eye, and start to say, what am I doing as a Jew, and what is the Jewish people doing around me? And he started teaching, as we know from the Gospels, teaching in a way that influenced Paul, so that the early church picked up this spirit. And the reading that we had today read by Jerry from Colossians is really a key for us Christians. And as we are going into the new year, it's important for us to keep in mind that in a way, this is our mission statement. That Jesus read, based in his own Jewish background, but given direction by God, read and taught this core value. And Paul sends it to the people of Colossae. And I'm going to read it again. As God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Bear with one another. And if anyone has a complaint against another, forgive each other, just as the Lord has forgiven you. So you also must forgive. Above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in the one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Teach and admonish one another in all wisdom and with gratitude in your hearts. Sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs to God. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. That is our mission statement. I encourage you to take Colossians 3:12-17, write it out for yourselves. Make a poster out of it. This is the time in our lives where people are talking about making New Year's resolutions. A New Year's resolution, I would say, is that I will once a week read Colossians 3:12-17 and then say to myself, am I living up to this light that Paul has given me in response to Paul's teaching and learning from others about what Christ was teaching? Let this be the guidepost of our own personal bar and bat mitzvah, our taking responsibility as mature adult Christians in the life of the Christian church in 2019. And I pray that as we receive the sacrament this day, we receive it with a sense of the indwelling of God's love in us that gives us energy and light to live God's love in the world in the year to come. Happy New Year, everyone, and may God bless us all. Amen.